February 5th, Friday. Your God-given works have a distinct order. Is this your God-given personal covenant? When you enjoy the works given by God, the prayer that enjoys peace will naturally take place, and you'll see continuous answers. Furthermore, you'll be able to heal and save others. If it isn't a God-given personal covenant, even though there are many churches and pastors, those in the world won't need them. A personal covenant, the true answer. Romans 16, verse 25. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past. Paul knew about the ministry of Jesus Christ that would solve the 12 problems brought on by Satan and the disasters that Israel had undergone. That was why he confessed the gospel as his personal gospel and considered everything other than the gospel as rubbish. As a result, he followed the presence and guidance of the Word. Wherever Paul went, he experienced the forces of darkness crumbling down through the fulfillment of the Word. In order for you to experience these answers, there is something that you must know. Number one, the stream and time schedule of your personal covenant. You must hold on to this stream and time schedule of your personal covenant. From the beginning, darkness, emptiness, and chaos existed. Here the light of Christ shined. Afterward, the gospel appeared through the works of Exodus from Egypt, Philistia, Assyria, Aram, and Rome. In addition, at the most accurate time schedule, the evangelist Paul experienced the blessing of meeting with patrons, fellow workers, and hosts who had staked their lives. Number two, the ministry that will remain forever. Inside the stream and time schedule of your personal covenant is the ministry that will remain forever, which is eternal salvation. When you hold on to this ministry as your personal covenant, you'll discover your today and future that are inside of eternity. In addition, the covenant of eternal life and your personal covenant will be continuously relayed to remnants. When you hold on to your God-given personal covenant and connect it to prayer, the works of spiritual healing, healing the age, and healing the future will take place. All you have to do is hold on to God's word and through prayer concentrate for 5 minutes. By doing so, you'll experience the works of healing through God-given spiritual strength. Dear God, by holding on to my personal covenant given by you, help me to experience the power of the gospel that will heal souls and this age that is diseased. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.